Hello. I know it's unusual for me to knock on your door at the end this late, but there's something I really want to talk to you about before our battle. Can I come in? Thank you. It's still hard to believe that after all those years, we are finally raiding the Red Dragon's lair. That we can finally put an end to all the misery and the fear he's been spreading throughout the kingdom. Scared? You think I'm scared? Come on, it's like you don't even know me. Stop giving me that look. Fine. I might be slightly afraid. Who wouldn't be in a situation like this? But I've already accepted that some of us could die tomorrow. Even with all the allies our group gathered and all of those magical artifacts, we are still fighting against the odds. I'm well aware of that. I guess dying as a hero isn't the worst death a warrior like me can get, though, is it? Having your name sung about in bardic songs throughout the land. But what about you? You're still so young for a wizard, and I know you still have so much you want to study and get to know about. Are you sure you want to take this risk? We are all together on this, huh? I see. That's good to hear that. Still, this is not what I came here to talk about. I think I started rambling a bit. What I actually wanted to say is... I want to ask you something. And it's not the type of question you would expect to hear from me. So be prepared. As you've certainly noticed by now, I usually wear my armor all the time. The cleric likes to say I'm too paranoid, but I'd rather think I like to be prepared for anything. The point is, now you are seeing me here, wearing only my sleeping garments. Do you think I look less scary like this? I mean, without all the metal plates and that sword that's bigger than the average person? You never thought I was scary? That's really sweet, but you don't need to lie to make me feel better. I always overhear people talking about how they are afraid of me. Also, I know I'm a very big woman and a bit of a brute as well. I have that big scar on my cheek from that time when the orc slashed me with an axe, too, and you get it. Not the most pleasant to look at in general. Beautiful? Me? Do you really think that? I don't know what to say. I'm... Okay, I can't keep this secret anymore. Our party has been traveling together for years, yet each day that passes, I can't help but notice you more and more. How intelligent you are. The way you're always so focused and dedicated to your studies. But at the same time, so kind and always glad to help anyone in need. And how each time I'm sure we are completely doomed, you come up with a crazy plan and use your magic to save everyone's ass. Every time I see you talking about magic, even though I can't understand a single word, you look so happy and excited that I just sit there quietly admiring you. I'm just completely in love with you. Honestly, I don't even know when I started to feel like this. I try to think back and I can't remember a single day since we met in that tavern near Baldur's Gate that I wasn't in love with you. For the mercy of Tyr, will you say something? I know this is a lot, but I really had to tell you before tomorrow. I can't stand the possibility of never seeing you again without confessing my feelings first. I'm sorry if this is too selfish, and it's completely fine if you don't feel the same for me, really. After all, I'm aware I'm too tall, bulky, and rough for a woman, and I'm not the most feminine person out there. And wait, what did you say? lean down. But why would you ask? That. Wait, does that mean? Does that mean you feel the same? Wow, I... Never mind. Just come here. This whole time I've been thinking you'd never be attracted to someone like me. Why haven't you just told me before? Things could have been so much easier. You were afraid of the same thing. How ironic life can be. Well, you should have known that it doesn't matter that you're fragile or how small you are compared to me. Actually, I really like that. You look so vulnerable, but at the same time, you exude an air of power and mystery. And it really makes me crazy for you. Believe me. Everything about you makes me feel things that even the most potent magic couldn't. We have even traveled throughout the plains together. And I can assure you that you are the sexiest person in all of existence to me. And now, you're finally mine. I can pin you against the wall like this and kiss you as much as I want. It's been hard not to notice that since I leaned down to kiss you, you keep taking glances at my breasts. You're not as subtle as you think. You do look very cute when you're embarrassed, but you don't need to be ashamed of that. I guess my breasts really are pretty big without being squished under all that armor. And I never said you wanting to look at them was a bad thing. Actually, if you like them so much, why don't you just untie my shirt and have a better look? So, do you like seeing my bare chest, despite all the scars? I'll take that as a yes. You're usually so full of complicated words, but now you're speaking less and acting more. I love that. Oh. Your hands feel so good on my body. I've wanted this for so long. I've wanted you for so long. Yes. Keep touching me. You don't need to be gentle, you know. Oh. Oh, that's better. Much better. I just love the way your body squirms when I touch you. And since I'm already half naked, it's only fair that I get to see your chest too, isn't it? You have such a gorgeous body. It feels so good to rub my hands on it. And you know what the best part is? It's mine. Sorry. I just love reminding myself of the fact. I was thinking here, there's an advantage in you being so much shorter than me. Your head is the perfect height to reach up to my chest, so... Yes, I knew you'd figure it out. Clever man. Your mouth feels so good on my nipples. You can probably feel how hard they are already. It's all because of you. And I can feel my legs dripping wet too. I said I was crazy for you, didn't I? Unfortunately, I'm not the only one here getting worked up. You're almost bursting out of those poor pants. Fuck, do you know how tempting that is? I was seriously thinking about ripping the rest of your clothes right now. But there's something I want to tell you, actually. You know I've always been a strong woman, and one that likes using aggressive means to get what she wants. This is the only side of me I've ever shown to anyone. But there's another side of me that I want you to see. Only you. Deep down inside, I've always had this desire to have a man I love. Just give myself to him. Let him do whatever he wants to me. Is that too odd? Am I strange? I'm glad you don't think it is. Do you think we could try that, then? You certainly are the man I love, and I really want you to make me yours, so please take off the rest of my clothes and do exactly that. Can you feel how drenched my inner thighs are? I was not exaggerating about that. What a tease you are, putting your fingers inside me. Fuck. Oh. You want me to do something? Of course, I'll do anything for you. You're a naughty little wizard, aren't you? You don't even have to ask me twice. I'll just take your pants off. And sink down on my knees. I think I'm too tall for this, even after kneeling. Okay, I have an idea. Why don't you sit on the bed? It's a pretty tall bed. I think it might help. Yes, it does. And now I can... Oh, yes, I needed this. I really needed this. Yeah, put your hand in my hair. Your cock feels so good throbbing in my mouth. I hope I'm doing it good enough for you, Master. Sorry, can I call you that? It's just that it makes me feel some things when I do. Some very good things. I bet you love that, right? Having a strong woman like me on her knees for you, calling you her master, so eager to please you. Licking the tip of your cock, taking it deep inside of her throat. You're so delicious, Master. I wish I could keep doing this forever. Stop, but I mean, if that's your wish, I will. Wait, are you using magic to bend me over the bed? I don't know if you need to do that, but I'll gladly submit to your spell, Master. Being under your control makes me even more into it. Are you going to fuck me now, Master? Only if I beg? Wow. You got into this a lot quicker than I expected. Maybe you always had a hidden thing for that too. Please, Master, fuck me. Fuck me hard. A big woman like me can take it all, so please, I need to feel you inside of me. I'm completely yours now. My body, my heart, they're both yours. Fantasized about this, about you having all the power over me. Oh, I've spent so many nights thinking about belonging to you, and now I finally do. Harder, harder, please. Please go harder. I beg you, be as rough as you can with me. Oh, fuck yes. Grab my ass. Do you like how thick my thighs are, Master? You keep looking at them with that fire in your eyes. Talking too much. What do you mean? Wait, what are you doing? Shit, I didn't even know you could use a mage hand like that. I'm sorry for disobeying you. You're pulling my hair too. And squeezing my tits. Fuck, how many mage hands can you summon? You definitely took that a lot further than I expected. That was amazing, really. More than I could even imagine. Are you sure this isn't a dream? I always thought I would be so embarrassed if you ever saw me like that, but I don't. I feel so happy and tired. Come here, darling. Oh, be my little spoon and let me cuddle you for the rest of this night as we prepare for what's to come. You know what I said earlier about dying like a hero? I think I've changed my mind about that. We'll still fight. Of course we will. But I'll get every last bit of my resolve to ensure we both survive. I will survive for you, and please, make sure you survive for me. I'm certain we'll have more than enough gold from the dragon's hoard to retire from adventuring and live a happy life together. What do you think? You can still have your studies and we can travel around Faerun together and just appreciate the good parts we never could before. I know this may be asking too much, but I... Really? I'm so glad. And we can have many more nights like this one, of course. We do need to rest, though. I'll hold you tight and run my fingers through your hair like that until you fall asleep. It's so lovely to feel you snuggled up on my chest and under my arm. Actually, it's even kind of funny. Knowing that one moment you're going to make me moan and scream like that, and right after that you're here, like a little boy using me as his big pillow. I just want to protect you and make you happy, my dear. That's what I've wanted for all this time. I love you, my little wizard. I really, really love you.